Welcome to the No Spin News, Thursday, October 3rd, 2019. Fight for your freedom. All right, so this is a day that there's a bunch of stuff going on that links very important things together. And as you know, I'm a simple man, so I'm going to keep it simple. And I really appreciate you watching tonight. First thing is that late yesterday, the head of the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, was exposed. Isn't this interesting? So a press report says that the whistleblower who informed the world that Donald Trump did something heinous on a phone call with the president of Ukraine took a little detour before he filed his complaint into Adam Schiff's office. Oh, how convenient, as the church lady might say. Now, where have we heard this before? Could it be Brett Kavanaugh and Christine Blasey Ford? She took a little detour into Senator Dianne Feinstein's office. Oh, and that sat there for months in Feinstein's office. Schiff kept it under wraps for a few days. So both stories are very similar, and then their outcomes are as well. After the whistleblower went into Mr. Schiff's office, he retained three attorneys. After Ford went into Feinstein's office, she retained a radical left law firm in Washington, D.C. And the three attorneys that the whistleblower hired are Democrats. So now this is a political thing. It's not a whistleblower with a conscience who's neutral, none of that. Contrived political attack. The same thing on Brett Kavanaugh. Contrived political attack. Okay? Evidence is evidence. Now, let's walk through this Schiff thing. So Schiff apparently violated the rules of the House. As a committee chairman, House Intel Committee, as I just said, he has a responsibility to share this kind of information with his fellow members. He didn't. He wanted to ambush Donald Trump. After the whistleblower went to the attorneys, I'm just guessing they might have been recommended by Schiff's office, and the attorneys themselves wrote the complaint, which they did. Whistleblower didn't write it. So he didn't want to tell anybody that was coming. He wanted that whole complaint to be there and then drop it on the media. And he's successful in doing that. Now, the attorneys, Andrew Bakaj. Andrew has worked for Daniel Moynihan, Charles Schumer, and Hillary Clinton. Oh, I know you're shocked. He's representing the whistleblower. His other counsel, Mark Zaid, apparently filed a lawsuit against Donald Trump. Oh, what a convenience. This is now becoming a joke, right? Now, I believe that what I just told you, you didn't hear. Not from Fox News, not from any news. Did you know that? Did you know Zaid filed a lawsuit against Donald Trump? Or that the other guy worked for Schumer and Hillary? Did you know that? No. Okay, so any fair-minded American goes, okay, we got it. Whistleblower doesn't really hear anything, puts together some complaints, goes to Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff directs the whistleblower to some Democratic lawyers who write up the complaint. We drop it on the media and we impeach the president. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings and barbecues. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Okay, so Donald Trump, he's now getting Biden. See, Biden has really been hurt by all this. Do I think he's out of it? No. Do I think he's damaged? Big time. Because Biden can say whatever he wants. Oh, it's clear. You said it yourself, Joe. You said you went over there. You said you threatened the Ukrainian government with a loss of $1 billion in loans if they didn't fire a prosecutor. You know, you did it as vice president. It may not be illegal, but it's certainly unethical. You said it, you did it, you're hurt. All right, now I'm going to play Trump's Biden soundbite and then Biden's Trump soundbite. Okay, first the president, go.
Biden's son is corrupt. And Biden is corrupt. And I'd rather run against Biden than almost any of those candidates. And I think they're all weak. But I think Biden has never been a smart guy, and he's less smart now than he ever was.
Okay. Now, if I were Donald Trump, would I want to run against Biden over Bernie Sanders? No. Over Elizabeth Warren? No. Over any of the others? No. Okay. I think Biden, maybe not now, but a week ago, was the strongest candidate. Maybe not now. So Biden, he's out in Nevada, Reno, and he hears Trump say that, and here's what he says. Go.
Now, let me make something clear to Mr. Trump and his hatchet men and the special interests funding his attacks against me. I'm not going anywhere. You're not going to destroy me, and you're not going to destroy my family. I don't care how much money you spend, Mr. President, or how dirty the attacks get. Trump knows there are no truth in the charges against me.
No, he doesn't. Trump thinks you're a crook. He told me that. All right? He believes you're a crook, Joe. It's in my book, The United States of Trump. He believes you and Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton did unethical and perhaps illegal things to derail his candidacy and hurt him once he got elected. That's what he believes. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Did you know that every day could be a perfect day if you have an American Home Shield warranty? You are covered for unexpected breakdowns, like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and placements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Do not let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry. Be warranty. 20% off plans, you can get that at ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered as a service and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by a home builder or manufacturer.
This is a mail. Al McGarity, The Villages, Florida, where President Trump is down in the Villages. You know, I've never been to the Villages, but they got little golf carts and everything like that. I may go to sell some books down there sometime, but I've never been there. I hear it's a fun place. Bill, why are the Republicans in the Senate not investigating the collusion of the Democrats and the media? Because there's no crime. Well, why would you have to investigate? Everybody knows it's happening. Al, you know it's happening. Everybody at the Villages knows it's happening. But there's no crime. The media wants to throw in with the Democratic Party. You can throw in with them. They should admit it. They don't. That's deceit. But deceit is not a crime. Ron Meyer, Elko, Nevada. Just finished reading The United States of Trump. I'm not a big reader because of dyslexia, but I finished it in 2 days, a record for me. Really enjoyed the book. I have one question. If a president is impeached, can he or she run for president again? Yeah. Yeah. If you're booted out, you want to run again, can't stop you. But you never get a nomination. That would never happen. Okay. Concierge members. And we've had a surge because we're doing recruitment. And you can ask me anything you want on the news or in your own life. So people say, look, I'm traveling here. Do you have any recommendations? Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. I got a letter today. I'm going to Tuscany. Now, I've been to Tuscany a number of times, but I'm not a Tuscan expert. There are many, many people who know a lot more than I do about Tuscany. So it wasn't a big help. But Ireland, I'm a big help. Caribbean, I'm a big help. Anyway, you got a wide range of things you can ask me, and I'll tell you the truth. And it's just between me and you. All right, I don't read those letters on the air. Those are letters that you can write and know they'll be kept confidential. So concierge membership, a little bit more than premium membership, but not a lot. And you know, if you have a question about something you're going to do, I could save you some money on that, usually. But the really important thing is you save money on buying our other stuff for Christmas and birthdays and things like that. You get a big discount. So that gets you the what you're paying extra right back. We'll see you soon. Have a great weekend.